You want prizes? We've got free prizes. You want cash? We've got lots of cash. Simply download Bashani Radio app. Allow push notifications and listen for your chance to win loads of cash. Please don't tell our CEO. It's his money we're giving away. We won't tell if you won't tell. Bashani Radio app. Download it for free in the App Store.
If you're trying to grow your business and add diversity, what you do? It'll climb the tracks in university. Hey, when it comes to getting clients, you face adversity. You need to hit up climb the tracks in university.
Climb the trash university. $250 million in revenue for coaches, consultants, and service providers all across the globe. And that number is growing as you listen to this. Want more clients, profit, freedom, and impact? Go to paidadplaybook.com.
You're trying to grow your business and add diversity. What you do? Hit up Climb the Tracks in university. When it comes to getting clients, you face adversity. You need to hit up Climb the Tracks in university.
Paidadplaybook.com. That's PAID playbook.com.
Welcome, everyone. I am actually going to dive into how to attract your ideal client. The first step to attracting your ideal client is, I think, knowing who is your ideal client. So my first question to you all is, who is your ideal client? If we want to attract someone, we got to know who they are. So identifying a segment of individuals isn't deciding on who is an ideal client, right? So for example, if we say entrepreneurs, well, what type of entrepreneurs? That's super broad. Like, what type of entrepreneurs? There's entrepreneurs at every level. Right, we got aspiring entrepreneurs all the way up to entrepreneurs that are making 100 million plus per year, right? And they all have different challenges. So the first thing you got to do is like identify who is my ideal client in relation to the problem that they have that you solve, right? Because you could be targeting an entrepreneur, but they don't have the problem that you solve. Then that doesn't make them an ideal client. Right? I see somebody say realtors. Okay, well, somebody could be a realtor, but they don't have the problem that you solve. Then that doesn't make them an ideal client. I saw somebody say parents with kids. Well, somebody could be a parent with a kid, but they don't have the problem that you solve. Does that make sense? If they fit the demographic, but they don't have the problem you solve, then they're not an ideal client. Right? You can't be like, well, they should. Well, truckers. Truckers is super broad, right? Somebody could be a trucker, but they don't have the problem you solve. So, and you got different types of truckers. You got truckers who drive 18-wheelers. You got people who drive box trucks. You got people who drive Sprinter brand vans who consider themselves truckers. You got people, like, it's super broad. So you need to be as specific as possible. 100%. When it comes to creating marketing and attracting your ideal client, it's about precision. Right? Sierra is our messaging coach here at Client Attraction University. She has a phenomenal analogy. But basically, she has an analogy where she talks about the difference between a sniper and like an assault rifle, basically. Right? A sniper is specifically sniped in on one specific target. An assault rifle, not so much. So you want to be a sniper when it comes to your messaging. All right? Which brings me to laying this out. The client attraction pyramid. So when it comes to attracting your ideal client, the foundation of it is having the right message. Okay, so let's start there. So you got to have the right messaging. You can't create the right messaging if you aren't speaking to the right person. Like, you have to be singing their specific song. You got to be speaking to them in their specific words. So, for example, Yon Von said, single females, 18 to 35, heartbroken, that's looking to heal. Just think about that, right? First of all, what do they really want? Like, when you say looking to heal, what does that mean? That's number one. And number two, let's be clear. The challenges that an 18-year-old has when it comes to being heartbroken and somebody who's 35, it's two completely different things. right? They have two completely different. Now, have they both been heartbroken? Possibly, right? Are they both looking to heal? Maybe. But how they view the world, the words that they use, how they describe the experience, how they describe where they're looking to go, their values, their perspective, all these things are drastically different. So it's impossible, almost impossible, to be speaking to an 18-year-old. Well, I wouldn't say it's almost impossible. It's impossible, especially for those who got kids. It's like, to be speaking to an 18-year-old and a 35-year-old with the same conversation, it's almost impossible to be speaking to them in the same way with one precise marketing message. So first and foremost, we got to get crystal clear who is the ideal client. And then we got to create the right messaging for them. That's the foundation of all of it, the right messaging. If you don't got the right messaging, I don't care how much you spend on ads. I don't care how great your product is or your service. If you don't have the right messaging, you're going to miss the mark. I don't care which platform you're on. None of that matters. I don't care how great your branding is, how great your pictures are or your headshots, how great your graphics are. None of that stuff matters if you don't have the right messaging. So let's just say, for example, you sell steak. You got the best steaks. You know, it's this. It's all the criteria of what steak lovers use. You got all the right messaging to sell this steak, but you're speaking to vegans. It doesn't matter how great the message is. It doesn't matter how much of a discount you got. None of that stuff mattered. You couldn't give it away. Like, you couldn't give away this amazing, what's up, Justin? You couldn't give away this amazing steak to a group of vegans. You just couldn't do it. So you got to have the right messaging. So when it comes to the right message to the right person, how you bridge that gap is using this thing that we call a WIFM statement, right? We have this thing called a WIFM statement, what's in it for me statement. And many of you who attended these lives with me before and heard, you know, work with me in any capacity or seen me teach or anything, I always talk about the WIFM statement and I always say, fill in this blank. I help blank do blank. So as it relates to your WIFM statement, how would you feel that in based on what you do to bridge the gap from the right message and the right person? What's yours? I help blank do blank. How would you feel that in? When people go to your website, it should say, I help blank do blank. What's your WIFM statement? That's how you're going to bridge the gap of right messaging and the right person. You got to have the right messaging that speaks to that person. You got to use basic, plain English that other people use, like that regular, everyday people. Like, because like what happens is, as experts like you all are, you have the curse of knowledge, right? You have the curse of knowledge. So what is the curse of knowledge? The curse of knowledge is you know so much about what you do and you're so evolved based on the personal work that you've done that you sometimes can be disassociated from the individuals who you're looking to serve, because now your messaging is so deep, it's not speaking to them in their specific language. So you can actually use the example of like going to a different country, right? If you go to a different country, people can automatically tell you're not from there by how. Or you don't even have to go as far as to a different country. You can go to a different city, a different state, different city, or even a different neighborhood. So somebody said they can tell you're not from there by how you look. Not necessarily, they can tell you not from there by your language, how you speak, the words you use. You can go into a different city. You can be in the same city. You can literally be talking to the younger people in the crowd and older people, and they could tell how old you are or if you can connect. So like, for example, if you're an adult and you're talking to youth, certain words, certain lingo you have to know. So for example, if you're an adult and you're engaging with youth and you don't know who a little baby is, they know you're not of their kind. You can't connect, right? So when I go into schools and speak to kids and I start talking about little baby and stuff like that, they're like, okay, he's like us, right? Or I start talking about certain things. Like, he's like, okay, he's like us. Like, if you're talking to youth, depending on what type of youth, right? So especially if you're dealing with youth, inner city youth, you got to know what ZA is. Like, ZA, that's a term that they use, right? But it's like, you don't know what that is. You're not speaking their language. So because you can't speak their language, you can't connect. It's the same thing in marketing. I'm being serious. Like, you got to know what it is. It's hilarious, but am I lying? You got to be able to go connect. Even when we talked to let's stay on the youth, for example. You have people who may have gotten out of the street. They may have could have been in the streets. They may have gone to prison. They may have all this type of stuff. But now they're a motivational speaker. Now they're this. Now they're that. And now they're trying to go back and speak to these inner city youth who may be still in gangs, maybe still in the streets. But now they're trying to speak to them from this top of the mountain type of situation. But they haven't been in the streets or been connected to the streets or even know the language of the streets in a while. So they can't make a connection. They show up with a suit on. They show up with this. And they're totally disconnected. So because they can't speak to them, they can't reach them. And because they can't reach them, they can't guide them to another level of awareness or to another level of what they're looking to take them to, because they can't meet them where they are. So it's the same thing in your marketing. Like, you have to, no matter how evolved you are, no matter how much personal development you've done, no matter how much you know about what you know, no matter how many certifications and degrees you have, no matter none of that. So I was speaking to a client earlier, and she was like, well, I'm a marketing communications expert. You know, where do I tie that in? And I was like, well, you don't, because they don't care. They only care about you being able to help them get the results they want. Exactly, LaVonda. You can't go on and talk about Joe LaVert or Keith Sweat or Jodeci. Like, it's not, or Curtis Blow, right? Or no, you can't really go in there talking about none of that stuff. You got to go in there meeting them where they are. So somebody said they need some Tims or Ugg slides with a hoodie. Well, again, that's a great example. It depends on where you are. Depends on what city you're in, how you rocking those Tims, what you got on with those Tims. You know, it's like, again, it's a great example. It depends on where you are. So it's like, you got to have the messaging to speak to that particular audience. Very, 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 very important. So now we go, we got right message. We got the right person. And then we got to be speaking to them at the right time. We got to be speaking to them at the right time. Because only 2% of the market is ready to do business right now. The other 98% of the market is out here. So your marketing has to be in a way where you're top of mind. Because people are going through these triggering moments. So people are going through life and they have a triggering moment, then they're ready to buy. Then they're going through life, then they have a triggering moment, then they're ready to buy. Then they're going through life and they have a triggering moment, then they're ready to buy. You have to be the person that's top of mind, but you got to be speaking to them in their language, right? You got to be speaking to them in their language. So the right message to the right person at the right time. Only 2% of the market is ready to do business right now. So how was your follow-up email process? How was your content? How was your overall marketing plan? What are you doing to stay in front of these people all the time? What are you doing to be in front of these people all the time? What are you doing? What is your process? Cool. So that's all I have, y'all. We're at the top of the hour. Thank y'all so much for joining us.
Have a phenomenal day, because you absolutely deserve it. Talk to you soon.
What's the difference between you and mega successful coaches and consultants with a dream business? Simple. They're getting more leads than you are. What if there was a way to get 50 to 100 leads every single day like clockwork? Would you want it? Then go to www.getdailyclients.com to access our paid ad playbook that has brought in millions of leads for our clients over the years on complete autopilot.
You want prizes? We've got free prizes. You want cash? We've got lots of cash. Simply download Bashani Radio app. Allow push notifications and listen for your chance to win loads of cash. Please don't tell our CEO it's his money we're giving away. We won't tell if you won't tell. Bashani Radio app. Download it for free in the App Store.